This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Welcome back. Chucky's coming to you live on 106.7 The Fan and the Team 980 here in the DMV. 910 The Fan, 105.1 FM in Richmond. We are streaming live on the free Odyssey app, and you can watch us on the Monumental Sports Network, brought to you by Crop Metcalf, the official heating and cooling company of the Junkies. You want to join their team? Be a plumber, an HVAC technician? Go to cropmetcalf.com. You'll be able to join their team.
Matt, are you playing Billy Joel because this is where Feinstein always came on?
It's like an homage to John Feinstein.
Yeah. Yes.
Have you been doing that every Friday at 8?
Sometimes we've tried to make mental note to do it.
Right.
And sometimes we forget.
I think it's a nice nod to him.
Yeah, well, we had Wizards guest Will Dawkins and those guys a lot of times at 8 o'clock.
Oh, Friday, that's true. So that's true. Then, but by the way, last night I texted Drabby. I was sitting down to have dinner with my wife and daughter. Mm-hmm. I'm not going to say where, but let's just say I was having a spicy tuna roll.
Okay.
And some tuna sushi.
Okay. All right.
And I texted Drabby, and I said, Drabby, you would love to be at dinner with me right now.
Who'd you run into? Sighting.
Because someone was sitting right next to me at dinner.
Ooh, don't. We need to guess this.
I mean,
this is a layup. It's a layup.
This is the biggest layup in the world.
Oh, I think I know who it is. Just by your glee. Do you want to let Drab guess first, or?
Drab knows. I was texting him. Yeah. I texted him last night. I said,
I know who it is.
I'm not tracking this.
I'm fully confident.
Put it this way. He won a Heisman Trophy.
Oh, that is not the person I was thinking of.
Jaden Daniels?
Negative.
Not Jaden Daniels.
He's not a big Jaden Daniels fan.
I thought you were a ball
ASU?
Knower.
Hold on.
He did play at ASU?
Who's a Heisman Trophy winner that would be in town eating dinner near Bischbach's? Is this just,
are you okay?
He was sitting right next to me. Good looking dude. Big.
Salt and pepper hair.
Oh, I know who it is. I know exactly who it is.
Mm-hmm.
He's definitely Hawaiian.
Yep, he is.
He definitely had some sort of Polynesian dish.
Spaced it.
Marcus Mariota.
Should have known that, yeah. But he should have an affinity to Jaden Daniels. He went to his school.
I have the opposite of Jaden Daniels. Yeah. That's why.
Yeah.
Come on, what do you... Are you okay?
He loved Marcus. And
sorry, I'm thinking of the number one guy on the team who's a Heisman Trophy.
Actually, it wasn't just Marcus. The two best looking guys, maybe in the state of Virginia.
Oh, Sam Hartman was there too?
Yes.
Was he crushing beers?
No, they were drinking water.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
He's mixing in a water
Sam,
at dinner?
Sam Hartman and Marcus Mariota sitting right next to me. Probably, I don't know, 10 feet.
Did you dap him up?
Did you say anything to them?
Didn't say one thing.
That's kind of unlike you.
I was going to because I had a glass of wine.
Did you tell him you had Rory McIlroy's number in your phone?
No, I did not.
You should have told Jack Nicklaus he has Rory McIlroy's number because then he might have called him at his tournament.
And then I was walking out of of the restaurant. We were there about an hour. Ken Norton Jr. walking in.
Really?
Look at this. I feel like he's been on our show at one point.
Well, his dad's definitely been
his
on
dad,
the show.
Maybe.
I didn't know you dined at Passion Skin.
I hate to tell you, but
I told the server, because the server, she's awesome. This is girl Lauren. She's awesome. Mm-hmm. But she's a little bit clueless when it comes to sports.
Okay.
I said, do you know that you just had two Washington Commanders quarterbacks at your table?
Yeah.
She goes, what? She had no idea. She goes, oh, let me go check the tip.
Right.
He definitely hooked her with, I'm not going to say what he hooked her with, but he overtipped.
I would hope Mariota picks up that bill.
He did. He picked up the bill.
I mean, Sam Hartman, he's a practice squad number.
I mean, Mariota's making, was he making about $9 million?
I think he's making
making that much?
He's making a lot.
I think he's making about that.
Because I think he got signed last year to a 1-year, $6.5 or $7 million deal, and they probably gave him a little bump.
Yeah.
No, I see here he signed a one. Okay, that was with the Eagles. He signed a 1 year, $5 million extension.
I thought it was about nine.
Yes, I'm behind the times.
So Drabby would have been butt sized to be with the Bishes last night.
Yeah, you got a 1 year, $8 million deal.
There you go.
And you probably would have treated for dinner.
Tell you what, Sam Hartman's going to be jealous of my hair in about a year or two.
Yeah, Sam Hartman.
That's some confidence. You do talk about confidence in your spots.
Yeah.
What's funny about that was last night, there was one table with a bunch. Actually, there were some college girls who I used to coach in travel softball.
Okay.
And they knew who they were.
Sure.
But nobody else in the restaurant knew who they were.
Yeah, they flew in under the radar.
Or they just maybe didn't want to make a big deal of it.
Well, maybe, but you would notice. I mean, the restaurant's kind of small, so you would notice if people were talking mm-hmm. about them or looking
buzz,
at them.
There was a buzz in the room.
Zippy buzz. Nobody went up to them.
Well, did your daughter or wife recognize them?
Nope.
Yeah.
Well, no, my daughter knew Sam Hartman because mm-hmm. she's butt size for Sam Hartman.
Heartthrob Sam Hartman.
Yeah, she didn't know who Mariota was. But anyway, a celeb sighting last night.
How would you have felt if your daughter went over there? I have no idea if Sam Hartman's married or whatever. You always have been very protective of your daughters, and I understand that. Would you be okay with them dating Sam Hartman? They're about the same age.
Sam Hartman's probably...
He's probably a few years older.
He's probably 4 years older than my daughter.
Well, he'd be better because he knows that Sam Hartman's about getting it in.
Yeah,
like,
exactly.
If you look like Sam Hartman, I mean, you're closing the deal with everyone.
Because Sam Hartman's probably... Right? He's probably 25. Yeah, so yeah. He's 4 years older. I don't
know
about
that. Your daughter's a college graduate.
I don't know about that. I don't know. That would never happen, but I didn't even think about it. It was just cool to see them there. But they seem like butt nice guys.
Did you send them a drink? Like, hey, I'm gonna hook up the two of the quarterbacks on the roster with
no, because
round of drinks.
They weren't drinking. Hmm. They probably would have said, no, thanks, but we're not.
Yeah. You run into a lot of mostly Commanders players out and about because you live in Ashburn.
Mm-hmm.
Who's the last one that you actually went up to? Because I've noticed actually of late you've been more reserved where you've just kind of seen them and you've told us about it, but you haven't actually gone up to them and said hello.
You're losing your fastball. I'm used to you going up and like bothering people and introducing yourself. It's kind of your thing. Now you're just kind of laying back.
Well, I was thinking.
You usually strike up, a minute-long conversation with Ron Rivera or whoever's mm-hmm. randomly there.
Like if a big offensive lineman comes in and grabs like something to go, you're definitely going to talk to him.
No, I've seen Tress Way at the same restaurant, okay. But I did not go up to him because he was sitting down with, I guess he was with his wife and another mm-hmm. couple. So I was right next to him, but I didn't say anything. Who did I actually go up to? I don't know, bro.
I think he's lost it a little bit.
It's been a long time.
It's not the same. He's not the same Jason Bishop.
But I was thinking this. If Drabby was there last night, would he have gone up to Marcus, one of his heroes, Marcus Mariota? Would he have said something to Marcus?
No chance.
You wouldn't have said
it? No chance. No. Not while they're eating dinner. If I saw him at 7-Eleven.
You did have a run with Terry McLaurin at a local 7-Eleven. He was buying Slurpees.
Yeah, but he regretted his interaction.
Well, that's just because I botched the game day. I thought the game was on Sunday, and they played on Monday Night Football.
That's okay. That's a minor detail.
What if they were walking out of the restaurant and you were walking in? Would you have said something to Marcus?
Yeah.
You would have dapped him up and said, what's up, man?
Yeah, of course. I'm not too old for that.
I said hello to Ken Norton Jr. I said, mm-hmm. what's up, Kirk?
What inside Oregon shtick would you have done?
Oh, you would definitely would have shown him the O. Lock, he would do this. You would do that to Mariota, and he'd give it right back to you.
Yeah. Right. I mean, I've never been Eugene, so I wouldn't talk about his favorite restaurant there.
Of course you wouldn't.
I will say this. I mean, you know how big he is based on his height. And, mm-hmm. He's 6'5".
Yeah.
He's thin.
But when you see him in person, that's a big dude.
Yeah.
Really?
I mean, he's just big. He's just tall.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, going back to
He had such a good game, by the way, when they beat Dallas. Remember the first game, the season finale?
Yeah.
First half, it's Jaden Daniels.
Yeah, and then they
and Jaden didn't do anything in that first half.
And then the game didn't mean anything.
They had 3 points in the first half.
Right.
And then Mariota went in there and was, I think he was 16 for 19.
Yeah, he was good.
All right, that gets you paid 8.2.
Had two touchdown passes.
An $8.2 million contract.
Had the game winner to
good.
Terry with a couple seconds left.
Yep.
I was going to take a picture of him and send it to
that's hurt.
Drabby, but I said, no,
don't do that.
Because I would have had to, do
something. Yeah, it's, yeah.
That would have been poopy.
I just want to remind Commander fans that I saw Terry McLaurin right before the Bengals game. And I said good luck, and we chat or whatever happened when he was getting a Slurpee.
Yeah.
In the first two games of the season, Terry had a combined 39 yards receiving.
Right.
I was his good luck charm. As soon as he saw me, he exploded on that Monday night against the Bengals.
He got Drabby run good vibes.
Of course, I started the whole run. Drab karma.
I like that you're taking credit for it.
I
just from a
credit.
Random chance encounter at an, I'm guessing, an Ashburn 7-Eleven.
Astute listeners and an astute Commander fans picked up on it.
Yeah, they know.
Yeah.
Ball knowers know.
They know.
They're well aware that you can claim Terry's heater. You know what? Maybe he should kick back some of that cash from his new contract to one Drab t-shirt.
Just buy me a Slurpee next time. See me.
7-Eleven gift card. That's not asking for too much.
I'll take it.
Of course you would.
Anyway,
that was pretty
next
cool.
Time, say hello.
No, I'm better. Just let them have their meal in peace.
I did.
Yeah, that's smart.
They ordered a big-ass boat.
Act like you've been there. You've been there. You've been there a million times. You can act like you've been there.
I've been there.
They ordered the big sushi boat.
Boat. No, and you know what? They didn't finish it. And Sam Hartman took the leftovers
sushi is expensive.
Oh yeah,
kind of a creep. You let these guys eat in peace. You're just watching every move.
Well, I mean, they were 5 feet away from me. I mean,
that's kind of nubs. Leftover sushi. You're taking leftover sushi.
Yeah, you better eat that later the same night.
Sam did. Probably did.
Yeah, gotta eat the same night.
You don't want to eat it the next day.
At worst, for breakfast the next morning. But sushi for breakfast is kind of a weird bit.
Mm-hmm.
But you don't want it to go bad.
Hey,
you didn't
want to waste it.
Yeah.
Hey, there is a little buzz that the Commanders may be interested in pulling off a Jalen Ramsey trade.
No thanks. I'm 1,000% out. You know what? You know what the Commanders already have? An aging, underperforming cornerback in Marshon Lattimore. You don't need to add a second guy to that mix in Jalen Ramsey, whose best days are behind him. I'm a firm no on Jalen Ramsey. He can agitate his way out of Miami and land somewhere else.
Where is that buzz coming from? And why would they go out and hire and sign another guy or trade for another guy at that position?
Jeremy Fowler of ESPN revealed that talks have taken place between Miami and some willing suitors. The senior insider named the Commanders as a potential suitor. So Jeremy Fowler's one person.
So Fowler. So he's basically Fowler Commanders. Knows that the Commanders have talked to the Dolphins about Ramsey. Is that basically what he's saying? Or is he just throwing out his opinion that they're possibly interested?
Unless the price to acquire him is super cheap, I would be stunned if Adam Peters gave up more draft capital to add another veteran corner. How old is Ramsey? 30?
Probably.
He's older than Lattimore, right? I'll double check, but I think he's around 30.
That sounds right.
I mean,
I guess Fowler could have talked to Ramsey's agent. Maybe his agent told him that, but.
Didn't you just draft Amos? I know it was day one.
Ramsey's
of
30.
OTAs.
No, thank you.
Reports were that Amos was really good.
Yeah, he's a big, rangy corner.
Well,
he's 6'1.5". I'm fine with starting the young kid.
They've drafted. Hold on a second. They've drafted corners in back-to-back drafts in the second round.
And they signed Jones away from the Patriots.
Yeah,
they're all stocked up on corners. They can put a no vacancy sign in front of Ashburn Park. No more corners needed.
Yeah, they're not.
Jalen Ramsey, you go try to get traded elsewhere.
Yeah, he's not coming here. No chance. Zippy.
Yeah, I don't see.
But
it
if
happening.
He did, I guarantee I'd see him at that same restaurant.
you probably would. You would have his order down to a T.
Yeah.
Jalen Ramsey combined all those other guys you just mentioned.
Mm-hmm.
He's better than all those guys.
That could be the case.
That may be true.
This is the window. Like, this is what you do when you're a contender. I'm not saying they have to make that trade if they feel confident that those guys can compete, but they're not nearly as good as Jalen Ramsey.
I would agree with that, but they're not going to go out and trade for another veteran after they've drafted two young players in the second round of the drafts and back-to-back drafts.
But those guys probably aren't going to help that much this year.
Well, Sanders still is going to be a starter.
But they're going to move him back to the slot where they want him.
Well, he's still going to be good. He's a part of their future.
Yeah, but if you have two
But there is no way they're going to have Lattimore and Ramsey on the same team. I'll bet you money.
In this article, they speculate that they would have the financial flexibility to absorb Ramsey's contract. What's I just think that Washington, where they are kind of the, to use EB's sexy term, they're the sexy team to be linked to any sort of trade.
Ramsey is currently a $16.6 million cap hit for 2025.
And he's that's his last year of his deal?
There's a potential out in 2026.
Okay, so he's basically free.
His number balloons up in 2026, and these are, you know, like end of the contract bloated numbers to 25, 26, and then, I mean, his age 34 season, $36.1 million. Like, he's never seeing that money.
What if he's peak of his powers, Jalen Ramsey, Marshawn Lattimore plays like we expected him to play, and you do have Sanders still in the slot? That's a pretty nasty secondary.
Okay, I agree, but first, at what cost? And then second, like, you're drafting Amos high in the second round. You use the 61st pick on him. You're just going to let him sit behind, I guess, if you acquire Ramsey, he would sit behind Ramsey. He's not starting over him.
Yeah, but then why, the future.
Then why are you picking the guy in the second round if you have no designs on playing him or
Here's
don't
the problem.
Have faith in starting him?
Kyle Krabs from A to Z Sports wrote, "The Commanders are clearly in the frame of mind to make another aggressive move, such as acquiring Ramsey. But they're a little light on appealing assets for Miami, and they're also on the Dolphins' schedule in 2025, which may hurt their cause in trying to form a bidding offer." I don't know if that's the case.
Well, I mean, if Miami's just looking to ship him off and they'll take a late pick for him,
right,
that's one thing. Or I doubt he'll get outright released. But I can't imagine Washington trading anything for him. Just my opinion. Could be wrong. It's happened before. But I don't think Jalen Ramsey's going to end up here.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Not coming here, Mr. Cahill.
Though they could afford it. They do have financial cap flexibility.
Of course.
You might have said the same thing about Deebo Samuel before they made that move and Laremy Tunsil.
Well,
Peters does like big splashy moves.
He's definitely taken some big swings.
That's true.
That's kind of his thing.
That is true.
I don't think we would have expected that in the offseason.
But I just think that the fact that they've drafted young players at that position and one of them's really good,
right?
I think that that's going to fill those slots.
We assumed that. Here's some things that we assumed wrong about Adam Peters. We assumed they would acquire more draft capital and trade down.
Wrong.
Didn't happen.
I was convinced he was going to move off one of the top two picks, either 29 or 61. Nope.
We assumed they were going to take an edge rusher with their first pick.
Didn't like it. Wanted to upgrade the offensive line. Keep JD5 upright, which I'm a big fan of.
Yeah, so
perhaps not as big a fan of it as I am, but I'm a big fan of it.
I don't
He'd
know
rather
if we
Marcus
can,
Mariota stay upright.
I don't know if we can figure out what he's up to. You got to trust that he's
I trust him, but
doing the right thing.
Trying to figure out his moves is kind of impossible.
Yep.
It's tough.
Unpredictable.
800-636-1067 is the number you want to get in touch with us. You can text us on the Lido Pizza text line. Same number, Lido Pizza's local favorite. Since 1955, serving pizza, subs, jumbo wings, and salads. Lido Pizza Square, because Lido Pizza never cuts corners. For locations or to place your order, go to LidoPizza.com. You can text us at 1-800-636-1067. Standard message and data charges may apply. Coming up next, we'll open up the entertainment page here on The Junkies.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.